Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Off Barkley, stutter step movie, darts up the middle to the 10, Barkley to the 5, Barkley's in for the touchdown! What a move by the rookie! And he pours it in from 15 yards out, the Giants take the lead.
Mayfield hands it to Hyde, Hyde blasts his way into the end zone, touchdown Cleveland! The Browns take the lead with 2:04 on the clock.
Three tight ends out there, Fitzpatrick under center. Second down and 10 for the 2, gets the snap and pops back after the fake handoff. Throws a pass far side, it's intercepted at the 10, Bud Dupree to the 5, breaks a tackle, he's into the end zone, it's a pick 6, it's a Pittsburgh touchdown!
Dupree lines up in the I formation, he's going over the top and that's going to be it, touchdown, that one's over, and the New Orleans Saints defeat the Atlanta Falcons here in Atlanta, 43-37. What a game, Deuce. What a game by this offense.
And now it's time for Joe and Evan's picks.
All right, today's Pro Football Picks brought to you by Brothers Supply, your number one source for ICF, P-Tax, water source, heat pumps, and fan coils. The book at Harrah's Resort and Bally's Wild, Wild West Atlantic City, Wager Now. By Wall Hour, Paint and Design, Benjamin Moore's largest paint dealer in Westchester, Putnam, and Rockland counties. And if you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER. We are in week 4 of the ever-fast-moving NFL season, a final weekend already in September. We're going to be a quarter of the way done by the end of this weekend, by the end of Monday night. And I know both myself and my partner actually had good weeks last week. What'd you go, 3-0, bro?
3-0.
And I went 2-1, so 5-1 between us. We bounced back nicely after both going 0-3 the week before. So week 4, my man, take it away.
Indeed. I won with the Cardinals getting the 5.5. I was a little worried on what looked like a pick 6 to seal it,
yes,
that we were going to get a cover.
Yes, courtesy of Josh Rosen.
Yes, but luckily there was a penalty. There was an offside call actually on Khalil Mack, if I'm not mistaken. And so I survived winning. Cardinals getting the 5.5. And I won with Seattle laying 2 against the Cowboys. And one with the Steelers laying just 1.5 in Tampa Bay. So 3-0 for the week, bounce back. Overall, 5-4 for the season. Couple of similarities. Number one, one of the teams I bet against last week, I am picking this week. And that is the aforementioned Chicago Bears. Couple of reasons why. And they're laying 3 at home against the Buccaneers. At some point, the glass slipper is going to... Let me figure out how this goes. The glass slipper's coming off Ryan Fitzpatrick's foot, okay? It's going to hit midnight, and he's going to turn into a pumpkin. We all know that's going to happen. Now, the debate you may have is, when is it going to happen? Is he going to have this great magical year? Maybe. Could happen. Buccaneers in the playoffs. They gave him a big contract extension. Where have I heard that before? And then he stinks. That could happen. But I'm banking against that. I'm banking on Ryan Fitzpatrick hitting earth hard this week against the Bears. Number one, the Bears have a tremendous defense led by a guy we've talked a lot about today, Khalil Mack, and the way he has impacted every game he's played. And number two, if you go back to last week's game, we started to see Ryan Fitzpatrick look a little bit human. Remember, he did throw 3 interceptions in a row in the first half of this game. I buy overall how good the Chicago Bears can be. Now, I don't love the quarterback, but they can run the football. They certainly have a good system that maybe can hide some of his weaknesses. So I love the Bears. Plus, it's not a big number. It's only 3. So game number one, give me the Bears laying 3 at home against the Buccaneers. Game number two, the Oakland Raiders have had an awful season, and it's obviously connected with what we were just talking about with Khalil Mack. But if you look at the 3 games they've played, they could have won any of them. And if you look at the 3 games they've played, and this may mean nothing to you, but I throw it out there, the combined record of the 3 teams they've lost to, 8-1. The problem has been shutting the door. The problem has been the fourth quarter of games. They have been a disaster in these fourth quarters. Now, they welcome in a Cleveland Brown team who, Joe, I don't know if you know, they won the Super Bowl last week.
Oh, my God. What a hey, beer's on them.
Beer's on everybody.
Yes.
I have a tough time believing the Cleveland Browns, who are so ecstatic, they finally won a game. Baker Mayfield is the next Joe Montana. I don't think they're backing it up. Now, it doesn't mean they're going to be a disaster this year and only win two or three games, but I don't love the fact they got to go to California and take on the Raiders, a Raider team that is desperate. Maybe not as desperate as the Brown franchise was with the free beers. They are desperate for a win. The difference this week to the first 3 weeks of this season, Raiders are going to close this time. They're laying 2.5. Give me the Raiders in game number two. And in game number three, look, I give the Dolphin fans all the credit in the world. You should be thrilled. You're undefeated. You haven't lost a game. But there are warning signs. There are some warning signs that maybe they're not this good. Number one, third down. Number two, running the football. And here's number three. You're facing the Patriots, all right? I get it. Everybody wants to bury the Patriots. They stink. Brady's got no weapons, offensive line, this and that. No big plays. I think they've had one big play, 30 yards or more, all season long. Come on, let's not be stupid, everybody. At some point, they are going to wake up. At some point, Rob Gronkowski is going to be unleashed. That point is going to be this weekend against the Miami Dolphins. The hook to 6.5. It was at 7. I saw it even at 7.5. It ended at 6.5. I feel okay with that number. So in game number three, two teams I loathe. I loathe both of these teams. Give me the Patriots laying the 6.5 at home against the Dolphins. Game number one, the Bears -3 at home against Tampa. Game number two, the Raiders laying 2.5 at home against Cleveland. And in game number three, the Patriots laying 6.5 against the Dolphins. Those are my picks. Joe, take it away.
All right, bro. I bounced back last week with a 2-1. My one loss, I had the Broncos getting 5.5 in Baltimore, and the Ravens beat them pretty good, 27-14. I won with the Chiefs laying 6.5 against the Niners. And I won with the Panthers laying 3 against the Bengals. So 2-1 last week, 4-5 on the year. This week I'm taking 3 home favorites. And I'm going to start with the Falcons laying 4 at home against the Bengals. I was really looking at the Falcons in the knockout pool. And I really, to me, the knockout pick is the Jaguars. I just can't go against my team. But with that said, I'm laying the 4 with the Falcons against Cincinnati. Cincinnati lost last week in Carolina. Now they got to turn around and play another tough road game against one of these, NFC South teams who are very good, even though, right now Atlanta's sitting at 1-2 after that tough loss last week in that crazy shootout game in overtime against the Saints. And I know the Falcons are banged up, especially on defense. A.J. Green is questionable for this game coming up for the Bengals. I just like Atlanta here. They're home. Maybe this is more that I don't love the Bengals. I know they started out 2-0. I don't love either one. I don't love either of these quarterbacks, Matt Ryan and Andy Dalton. Neither of them really do it for me. I just look at the Falcons needing the game more. It's only 4. I could certainly see him winning the game by a touchdown, and they're home. So give me the Falcons laying 4 at home against Cincinnati. Game 2, I like the Cowboys laying 3 against the Lions. The Lions are going to have a hangover after. First of all, I don't think the Lions are that good. I think they're going to have a hangover after beating the Patriots the way they did. Dallas comes off a loss in Seattle, and I know their offense has looked horrible so far. I mean, what can you say? I mean, Dallas offensively does not look very good, but I just don't think the Lions are any good, and I think at the very least here, I think the defense for Dallas will find a way to win in this game. Maybe Zeke has a big game running the football here, and I do think the Lions will have a hangover, a letdown after beating the Patriots. And, of course, they're on the road. So give me the Cowboys laying 3 at home against the Lions. And then finally, I love the Steelers on Sunday night against the Ravens. I understand this is one of the, real blood and guts rivalries in the NFL now. It's really right at the top of the list when you start to really break down the divisional rivalries in the league right now. Steelers, they came back, beat Tampa Bay last week, put over 40 on the board to beat the Bucs last week. And I know the Ravens did a nice job beating the Broncos, and they're 2-1 so far in the season. And again, when these two teams play, it's usually a toss-up. Something about the Steelers that I really feel they're going to win this football game. I just think they are. And I think they might win this game easily. I really do. I can see them winning the game easily. I know Le'Veon Bell's not there. I get it. I know all the internal problems that it looks like Pittsburgh has right now. But Evan has said it a million times. They seem to thrive when there's a controversy there in Pittsburgh. So give me the Steelers laying 3 on Sunday night against the Ravens. So the Beningo picks again for week four. Give me the Falcons laying 4 at home against the Bengals. The Cowboys laying 3 at home against the Lions. The Steelers laying 3 at home against the Ravens. The Joe Beningo, Evan Roberts, Pro Football Picks week 4 in the NFL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.